show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still talking with Don in Idaho. You had something else you wanted to say?
Well, just to expound on, you know, what we were talking about, because revolutions already have a very small, very infinitesimal chance of succeeding without sponsorship from other countries or from leadership from your own state. So that's what we saw during even the Revolutionary War with against the British, while our own states, the heads of the colonies, were for it, that still would not have been a success without the help of France. So,
well, it would, but you need to remember, in the case of the American Revolution, Washington and Jefferson didn't march into London, you know,
right,
and force that confrontation. You don't march into the seats of power when you're having a real revolution. You start at the periphery and you work your way in. From a military historian point of view, what Kokesh is doing is the absolute worst way to launch a revolution. He's taking a ragtag group of untrained people, marching them into the seats of power. They are going to get creamed.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So that's what I called about. I wanted to add to the reasoning about why this should not be supported.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to switch over to Bob in Texas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Michael.
Howdy.
Okay. Hey, you know, I've been listening to you the last couple of days on this Coach guy, whatever the hell that his name is, and I'm thinking, you know, if enough people don't support them, we'll keep them from getting their SSRI patients, whatever the heck they are, putting a bunch of them in there with them to bring it on to get what they want to do.
Well, that's exactly my point. My petition is not intended to try and sway Kokesh and his followers, okay? The point of my petition is to provide a venue for people who do not agree with him to come out and say, he doesn't speak for me. His actions don't represent my views. The government is going to try and use Kokesh to tarnish all gun owners as dangerous anarchist fanatics. And the only way we can do that is between now and July 4th for every gun owner and Constitution supporter to stand up and say, no, he doesn't. He doesn't represent us. We're not planning an armed revolution. We're just going to sit quietly and patiently and wait for the private central bank and the federal government to destroy themselves, as they are clearly in the process of doing.
That I fully understand, but kind of what my point was, perhaps the government is going to supply him with the followers he needs.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they do. It doesn't matter if they do. Okay, because if we can get, for example, 1 million signatures on my petition, and we're over 500 after just 2 days right now, if we can get 1 million signatures on that petition, there's no way the federal government's going to have 1 million people following Kokesh into all of these little marches. We just have to outnumber him to show his is a minority position not supported by gun owners and Second Amendment supporters. That's all we're trying to do here, is shout down the government before it screams that Kokesh represents us all, because he doesn't.
That I understand. Well, I thank you kindly, Michael.
All right, and we're going to start with Robert in Missouri, but Robert, we're probably going to have to take a break for a commercial. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? I wanted to chime in a little bit on this, and I think so many people, what's really disconcerting to me is the amount of people that follow, let's say, alternative media, patriot media, whatever you want to call it, that jump on this bandwagon without doing any research into the person that's calling for this march. And that's really disconcerting to me.
All right, we got to take a break. I'm going to reply to you when we come on back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking with Robert in Missouri. And Robert, I disagree with you that the majority of people following the independent media are falling for this Kokesh situation. Certainly, in my email, when you subtract the very abusive, very obvious, you know, paid propagandist shill emails, most people see this for what it is. It's a trap that we're trying to avoid walking into. And you need to understand, there is a full court press on this right now. Every time I have posted my petition to Facebook, it's immediately jumped on by literally dozens of operatives who are screaming that I'm an anti-Semite, that the only reason I'm opposed to Kokesh is because he's Jewish and I'm a well-known Jew hater. All these people saying now is the time to strike. They're trying to foment an armed rebellion they can put down. And again, from the tactical approach, taking a bunch of untrained bozos with guns and marching them into the seat of power, it guarantees they will be put down. That's not how you fight a successful revolution. Washington and Jefferson didn't march into London. Castro did not march into Havana, Cuba until he'd already won the war. And so I guarantee you this is a complete setup.
Well, hey, check this out, Mike. Here's what I want people to think about. Okay, let's say you join this march, and we all know that things are reaching a kind of a crescendo here with financial uncertainty and everything else.
Do you really want to be somebody that takes one of your precious firearms in some symbolic march, right when things are about to go crazy in our country, and lose your firearm, get arrested, and the rest of it, and leave your family hanging out in the breeze? That's what
it could be worse than that. You could wind up being the person that is shot by the agent provocateurs to get this thing going. And again, for everybody who has thought, I mean, Kokesh is now calling this a revolution. And if you're planning on going and following Kokesh or one of his other minions into Washington, D.C. or the state capitol, you need to look at yourself and say, are you trained to deal with an actual firefight with the police or the army? And the answer is you are not. You are a lamb being led to the slaughter to make a propaganda point.
Yeah, you could be the next Sarnoff brother. And even if you're totally innocent,
absolutely.
You could be, right. And people would need to really get that. And they need to look into sheep dipping because, you know, Kokesh was with a psychological operations unit in the Marine Corps. I'm a former Marine. And
yes.
McVeigh. There's a whole, you know, Oswald, there's a lot of sheep dipping that has been happening, you know, for decades in this country, and this could be another one.
It absolutely is another one, because if Kokesh was really a threat to the U.S. government as a revolutionary leader, something would happen to him. He's too visible. They got him in jail right now. Oh, he's depressed. He hung himself in his cell. Or the two FBI agents went back to interview him at midnight, and they just shot him for no particular reason. Or he was run over by his brother in an SUV. We know what happens to people the government see as a real threat.
Yeah, you know, he likes to smoke weed on air, and he talks about his experiences with DMT and everything. That could be an easy OD patient right there. So if he was a real threat, he would have some, you know, he'd be overdosed on something. So, yeah, that's what I just wanted to throw in, Mike.
Yeah, he's a manufactured scarecrow. It's a setup. It is a setup. And we have to fight this as hard as we can. Look how hard they're trying to sell this illusion of a coming armed revolution on the 4th of July. Look how hard they're trying to sell it. We have to sell the counterview just as hard. And I know we don't have the same resources that the government does. They've taken all your money away from you, and now they're spending it to lie to you. But we have to stand up. Everybody listening to this show, and you have to call all your pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Constitution supporters, and you have to get them on board to get the message out at the grassroots level. This is a manufactured hoax by the federal government to try and bring about martial law and suspend the Constitution. And that's all it is. I guarantee you that's what they're trying to do.
I wanted to add one thing, Mike. I would suggest we all bombard Alex Jones and all his little minions for supporting Kokesh rabidly and tell them what frauds we think they are as well over at InfoWars for pushing this thing.
That might be a nice thing to do, but I think right now, because time is so limited and resources are so stretched, you need to really focus on ordinary Americans at the grassroots level. We could call Alex Jones or anybody else who's supporting this nonsense and scream at them from now till July 4th. They're not going to change their position because they've been giving their marching orders. I mean, Alex Jones originally agreed with me that this was a very stupid, reckless stunt for Kokesh to do. And then all of a sudden he does an about face, and he's going to be there in Washington, D.C., trying to ride the public relations windfall that this is going to bring him. And I don't think there's any amount of pressure we can bring on Alex Jones that's going to change his mind about that, so let's not waste our time. Let us go out to ordinary Americans, our friends, our neighbors, our schoolmates, our co-workers, and just say, I'm a gun owner myself. I support the Second Amendment. Kokesh and his people do not speak for me. They do not act for me. What he's doing is wrong. Because the only way we can stop this propaganda campaign, the only way we can pull the rug out from under it, is to get Americans realizing, along with us, this is just a minority fringe group and they're troublemakers. And the trouble that they're making serves the federal government's agenda of getting rid of the Constitution. And again, for people saying, oh, the government wouldn't do that, just say, go back 2 months. New York Times, MSNBC were carrying articles, trial balloons, to see if the American people would go along with losing the Constitution. They're already trying to sell that idea. Kokesh is out there saying he's talking about anarchy. Now he's calling what he's doing a revolution. They're ramping this thing up. This is the big play, and they're going to put everything they can into it, because if this one falls flat on its face, it's all over. And the federal government is just going to have to ride the collapse of the Federal Reserve down into ruin, as they so richly deserve. This is
I want to add one more. I want to add one more thing. Lenin, the best way to control the opposition is to be the opposition. People, we all need to keep that one in mind.
Yes, that's a very, very good quote to bring back. The government doesn't want to deal with a real revolution, so they're just going to make one they know they can win. They know they can defeat. That's what this is about. And again, think of it from the historical, military, tactical point of view. Taking a bunch of people without military training and marching into the seat of power is not how you start and win a revolution. It's how you set up a bloodbath for political gain. It's exactly what's going on. I'm going to switch over to Shane in North Carolina. Aloha, Shane. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Man, hey, I just wanted to call in because I was actually... I was just previously tuning in to InfoWars, and just for the record, Alex, if you listen to his most recent broadcast that just got finished, he took completely 100% withdrew support of that Kokesh march, and he says it's a completely terrible idea.
Good for Alex. Good for Alex.
I heard you guys talking about that, and I just thought, I'm glad he made that call. And
All right.
I heard the previous caller, so I just wanted to call in real quick about that, and thanks for...
Thank you for the clarification. And Alex, if you're listening to my show, you get a gold star. Absolutely, you get a gold star.
Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Yeah, I think with Kokesh, and you know it, what we may be seeing, quick little bit of analysis here. Kokesh started his armed march into D.C. I mounted the counter petition. It started getting a lot of attention on the net. And Kokesh may be trying to ramp this up, because he realized he wasn't capturing a majority of gun owners to go along with his little scam here. Now they're just trying to build it up, and it may be an indication it's already failing. So time will solve that mystery for all of us, but if you have ever wanted to do something to protect your right to keep and bear arms, now's the time to do it. Get out there, be visible, speak out. And don't forget, when you have the courage to speak out, you give others around you the courage to speak out. Because one of the biggest lies that you are constantly sold by the government, by the corporate media, by your schools, is that you are all alone in your concerns that things have gone wrong with this country. That's why they're always letting you know, we're listening to you, we're reading your emails, we're watching your texts. They don't want you talking to each other so they can go on selling you the lie that anybody who's questioning what's going on is just a wacko, fringy, isolated loner that nobody else would ever agree with. And when you finally have the courage to speak out and you stand up in that room and you say, this is really kind of screwed, you're going to see all kinds of people around you in the room and say, I thought I was the only one who thought that. And you break that illusion of isolation that's being imposed on us. And people start finding the courage to speak out and say, this is wrong. This is another government fraud. We live in an age of lies. We are the most lied to people on the face of the earth, and it has got to stop. Take a deep breath. Zen-like calm. Back to the phones. Brendan in Wisconsin. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I want to echo your point on not wasting too much time on the Alex Jones piece. I have to qualify that with I listen to various different networks in Liberty Radio, but I really do love RBN, and I love your show and John Stadtmiller's. And I can say with a good degree of knowledge that the InfoWars guys have backed off of that.
Had another caller who just said the same thing, and so we're taking back all the bad things we said about InfoWars and Alex Jones.
He's now in the good list again. And I love your points about self-determination and preparedness, and I think after 2012, you know, there was that ramp up in preparedness. I think people are forgetting about that, and I'm glad that you keep mentioning that.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I mean, gun sales are still through the roof here. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Call me, U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right? Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're still talking with Brendan in Wisconsin. Brendan, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I think your point about using your Second Amendment rights is well received. And coming from an enclave like liberal Madison, Wisconsin, I can tell you that employees that in my business and the two adjacent businesses to me, you would never believe that they go out to the range and take their employees for a day at the range and really demystify. And I think that's the key part is to invite our lady friends to the range, and because that's half of the voting block right there at least, and get them to the range and have them see that it is not some big scary ordeal. And a lot of them find it very empowering. So
That's a very, very good idea. You know, everybody right now who is a gun owner, who practices safe shooting, if you have friends who are kind of on the fence, don't go after the ones who are so adamantly anti-gun that they're going to wet themselves when they see an ammunition box. But for those people who are kind of sort of iffy about it, say, let's go out to the gun range. I'll show you what it's all about. And you teach them. And I've been through that experience myself. You know, I taught when we first got together. I taught my wife safe shooting, and she was no longer afraid of or concerned about guns here. When we first came to Hawaii and I was working on Final Fantasy, I made a point every weekend of inviting one of my coworkers to go down to that Cocoa Head gun range and teach them safe shooting. Now, I was shooting a muzzleloader, but the principles are basically the same. And they wow, this is actually kind of fun and kind of cool. And this is what we can do to counter all this propaganda about guns being bad and so forth. Brendan, going to let you go. Thank you very much. And by the way, again, what we have been saying all along on this show is, do not initiate violence against the government. It's what they want. But prudence demands we be fully prepared to respond and protect ourselves and our families when the government initiates violence against us. That's just common sense. And the proper way to frame the whole gun debate is to say, we, the people of the United States of America, under that Second Amendment, have a right to keep and bear arms equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And just take this whole revolution tyranny thing out of the argument. The government really doesn't have a case to say that you should be helpless in your home when somebody with an AK-47 that they just got from Fast and Furious kicks down your door. Back to the phones here. I think it's Obi or Abby in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm glad to talk to you. People stole my thunder about Alex, but one point is the people making laws against guns don't even understand how they work. We have a state legislator here who said that she needs to get rid of all the magazines so that people can't use their guns anymore because they'll be out of bullets. She did not realize that you can reload the magazines.
Yeah, you do put bullets back into those little magazines there. Oh, boy. It is amazing that, and it's not just guns. When we're talking about global warming and these politicians are making these inane statements about global warming, and it is obvious they don't understand the underlying science, like all these politicians trying to link the Oklahoma tornadoes to global warming. It proves there's warming. No, it proves that there's a temperature differential, which is not the same thing.
Correct, and it has to do with solar cycles that the sun goes through. And it's just, I do agree with you that anybody that marches on the 4th of July is not thinking straight. These people are going to bring themselves down by their own corruption. We just need to have patience and wait for that.
That's exactly right. Patience, patience, patience. The system is destroying itself from within, just like the former Soviet Union did. If we do not allow ourselves to be provoked into a reckless display that allows the government to mutate itself into this dictatorship that they want, it's all going to come crashing down. It's an even money bet that it's going to happen before the end of the year, in my opinion. Thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are loaded. We got to start taking more calls. Lee in Canada. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to talk about Adam Pokesh.
Yes?
Because here in Canada, we had an incident when Stephen Harper was removing the gun registry. And
yes.
Premier in Quebec, there was a person that came behind with a gun. Did you hear about that one?
I hadn't. Please enlighten us, but we're almost to the commercial break, so try and make it brief.
Okay, yeah, it's been a few months. Yeah, supposedly she was at a campaign rally. I can't remember all the details. Supposedly somebody came to assassinate her, but the person got caught.
Okay, and then they were trying to make a case that because the gun wasn't registered with...
Because the gun registry, Stephen Harper was getting rid of that. Quebec's strong opponent.
We saw the same thing out in Colorado at Columbine. They were getting ready to pass a very liberal concealed carry law to try and lower crime, and then all of a sudden, just when the gun grabbers needed it, there was this horrendous shooting thing. Thank you for the call, Lee. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more calls after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are really loaded up. We're going to go to Lee in Canada. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Lee, are you there? Okay, then we're going to switch over to James in Oregon. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. This Kokesh guy, then we should call him perhaps Judas Goat. Would that apply?
Definitely. It's a perfect, okay. A perfect allegory, a perfect metaphor, rather, for him.
That's a term that would explain a lot to a lot of people. A book by Willis Cartu of Profiles in Populism, the word mattoid. Do you ever heard the word mattoid?
No, that one I have not heard.
Okay, it's an intelligent criminal. He also defines the difference between capitalism and free enterprise. You understand there's a distinction?
Yeah, I do understand a distinction. We've talked about the definitions of capitalism versus socialism versus fascism when we make the point that capitalism in the United States is dead and we have entered clearly a fascistic economic tyranny.
You understand the word, I guess, was coined by Karl Marx, capitalism was?
Yes, and I understand that Vladimir Lenin predicted that when Western-style capitalism failed, it would inevitably become fascistic. And boy, he was right on that one. Anything else here? Because we got a lot of callers, and I want to try and get to them.
I'll leave you with this. The word mattoid, a criminal of high intelligence, is a heritable genetic disorder, according to Willis Cartel. Let's go to the next call. Thank you.
Okay, well, actually, the tendency for sociopathy is genetically linked. Intelligence is definitely genetically linked. And I don't want you to get into the idea of thinking that criminals are dumb. The smartest criminals are obviously in Wall Street and Washington, D.C., but one of the surprises that I got back when I was still hanging out with the Mensa people was finding out that your average criminal tended to have a higher IQ than society as a whole, because they, first of all, had to be sharp enough to realize it was possible to break the rules and get away with it, and then smart enough to figure out just how they were going to go about doing it there. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing great.
You know, last night I went out, and you know what really got me so bad? I went to the restaurant, and there was a table there. They were selling baked goods, like community baked goods, and people buying baked goods. Only to find out it was for a child with leukemia. It was a returning Iraq war veteran. He is disabled.
Yes.
I only found out that he's still waiting on paperwork from the VA. He ain't got a prosthesis. He's sitting around in a wheelchair. And then I noticed all these illegal aliens getting all these benefits and all that stuff. And I realized the illegal aliens are treated better than our returning war veterans. And the Congress has no business talking amnesty when they haven't taken care of their own people.
Oh, you're absolutely right here. All these, I mean, they're cutting food stamp money to American, legal American citizens. We're dealing with that here in Hawaii, where the food stamp money runs out, used to run out in week number 3. Now it's basically running out at the middle of the month. And, you know, the local community is trying to step in to deal with that. But at the same time, they're openly advertising for illegal immigrants to come here and get on food stamps. And you know, it's just completely out of control here. And you're absolutely right. These illegal immigrants are being cut more slack and given more benefits than the American taxpayer and our returning veterans. And that is a crime, in my opinion.
Well, I just, you know, if Adam Kokesh was ever to do something very outrageous, when the president puts the wreath at the tomb of an unknown soldier, be the heckler that says illegal aliens get better treatment than the veterans. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I would be very surprised if after what happened on Obama's speech earlier in the week, is any measure. I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody who's not a loyal Obama-file to get within a mile of him from now on. I mean, remember, last Christmas, the Secret Service was checking us out, my wife and I, over at the food distribution thing. They were checking us out to make sure we weren't a threat to President Obama on his Christmas vacation. And it worked out okay. We made the guy carry all the heavy stuff.
Well, I mean, and that should be the thing when we call the senators and congressmen when they try to bring this bill to the floor, saying you have no business talking amnesty when you haven't even taken care of our own returning veterans.
Well, I'll tell you what. We know that most members of Congress, because they're now protected by massive vote fraud and their decisions are made on the basis of their own financial interests, most of which are tied into an availability of extremely cheap labor willing to work long hours for minimum wage. I don't think they're really going to listen, but what your time is better spent doing is making exactly the same comments to your friends, your neighbors, your schoolmates, your coworkers, to build a public consensus. Because then, if you call your one congressman, that's one phone call. If you talk to 100 of your friends and they all call Congress, then all of a sudden, Congress is going to start listening. Because vote fraud only gets you so far. Vote fraud cannot reverse a landslide that is dedicated to getting you out of office. And they do know that. And there is going to be a midterm election next year.
And I just hope, you know, once we get our country back, I hope the veterans get reparations for being lied to being sent to wars for no reason.
I would like to see that happen because, you know, whether you agree with the wars or not, and I certainly do not, okay, those young men and women who put that uniform on, for whatever reason, yes, they were lied to as well. We as a nation do have a moral debt, a moral obligation to take care of those kids who were critically wounded in these wars of conquest, even if you don't agree with what they did or why. They did put on that uniform with initially the noblest of intentions to serve the country, to protect it against enemies. Yes, they got hijacked and diverted into privately run wars of conquest for private profit. And I'd like to see the money from those people who profited from the wars be spent on supporting our soldiers. But regardless of where the money comes, we do have to take care of these kids. We do owe it to them as a nation, I think.
Well, first thing I start with is give them a piece of land and say you never have to pay property taxes for as long as you live there.
That would be a good way to do that. I mean, you know, obviously when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, we're talking about a country that is freed from all of these tens of trillions, close to $100 trillion in debts and obligations. And so taxes are going to automatically be very, very low. And we go back to a system where the taxes are spent on the people in the country and not just siphoned off to make a bunch of private central bankers insanely rich here. George, going to let you go. We're running out of time. We're coming up at the top of the hour where Claire is going to be joining us. Mike in Chicago. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Right. Psychology is one thing and taxes is another. And both of those things you're never going to be able to get away from. The fact of the matter is that I don't think criminals are either smart or dumb, but we let the criminals get away this time with what happened. And if there was no criminals around, why do these CEOs make so much money in comparison to the average worker, maybe thousands upon thousands of more dollars per person? Well, why don't they take some of the responsibility for what happened? But that's not what happened.
These are not people who take responsibility. Whether you're talking about corporate leadership or you're talking about politicians, they, as a class of people, do not take responsibility for the bad things they do. They just find somebody else to blame for it. They get the spin doctors out there, and they move on, and they think it's just how business is supposed to operate. Now, remember, capitalism can only work when the government is working for the people and the financial interests are kept isolated and private, away from civil power. Just like we talk about a wall of separation between church and state, there ought to be a wall of separation between business and state. And when the government is on the side of the people, capitalism can work, and it did work for the early history of the United States of America. But when the government aligns itself with financial business interests against the people, it's no longer capitalism. Capitalism is gone, and you've descended into fascism.
Well, you know what? This mistake that has been made has been put. American people are hostage to this. And really, everybody thinks they own a house or they own property or they own a car. They don't own anything. When this thing comes down again, it's never been resolved to begin with. Okay, and these people are—they're going to short it. They're going to own everything. I think Jefferson was right. I don't think it's too late. We probably need grand juries. I think this is no growth. This is debt that has to be paid back. This is not growth. There's no such thing as 0% interest rates for 6 years. It ain't going to happen. And there's interest on that debt, and it has to be paid, and it's not free.
Hang on. First of all, the vast majority of the debt incurred by the United States government does not have to be paid back if that government collapses. There is a recognized principle in international law called odious debt, where when the government basically goes out of business, money that it borrowed to fight wars, money that it borrowed to repress the people and control them, is considered illegitimate. And not the burden of the people to have to repay. Now, money the government borrowed to build and repair roads, schools, and hospitals, that's a legitimate debt that we should be looking at. Now, interest in and of itself is not a bad thing as long as banks are kept private and off to one side of the main flow of currency, which should go from government to the people and back to the government. That is public currency as a public utility, and that's the way this nation was started. The private central banking model, by taking over control of the currency, turns all of it into a loan at interest. And that is why debt grows faster than it can be paid back. Now, when this whole system comes crashing down, you need to remember something. all that wealth held by the money junkies, it's just numbers in a computer and ink and paper. This is why people like Soros are trying to get as much gold as they can, because they understand the current financial system of the United States of America operates as a religion. It operates on the belief of the people that those pieces of paper and ink have some kind of meaning or value. And when that all comes crashing down, it's all going to be worthless. We're going to be in Zimbabwe territory with that. And
exactly.
What's the wealth of the nation is going to be the people and the physical assets, and we just need to keep our hands on them, in the aftermath of what's going on here. But the highest priority for the new nation is to return the public currency to being a public utility, to serve the people and commerce, to be the servant of the people, not its master, as Pope Francis was saying just last week.
Right. Well, people, I think, are nervous because they feel that there's no hope to restructure. Our system should have been restructured. These banks should have never gotten bailed out. If they're too big to fail, they should have failed. I mean, you know, there's just no common sense in this time of modernity that we live in. Everybody's just living for the moment. They don't care as long as they've got a roof over their head and food in the refrigerator. But you know what? Those days are coming to an end. And they're going to be all second-class citizens. And this thing you just talked about, amnesty, that's slave labor. That's special interests again that hasn't been resolved. I mean, we're being eaten alive.
Yeah, we are. The whole Wall Street thing, they're basically, if you think about it, they're cannibals. They're growing rich on the life energy of the working people. And they're returning nothing of any value back to society for all that wealth that they are grabbing for themselves here. They're not
true
capitalists. They're fascists here. And forming a new nation, we simply write off all that imaginary debt. We tell all those foreign banks and countries that loan money to Wall Street and Washington, D.C., sorry, you made a bad investment. You're going to have to eat the loss here. And all those claims that the U.S. government said, where they pledged our public lands as collateral on government borrowing, I'm sorry, the government did not really have the legal authority under the Constitution to do that. So we're just going to tell this other people we're not going to have it.
We're going
to simply say the debt doesn't exist. We're wiping the slate clean for the American people, and we're starting the nation over on the basic principles of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and go back to this idea. No private central bank. When it's all over and we're starting a new country, anybody who stands up and says we need a new private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, you grab that malefactor, you tar and feather them, hang, draw, quarter, burn, and have the ashes peed on by a rabid dog.
That's right, Michael. We need our own. We need the people's money, like we had. I know you talked about during the greatest time of expansion ever. I think it was that Kennedy wanted to bring that greenback back. You know, at no interest, and get ourselves back on our feet. Let's get these special interest people out. And let's start having some grand juries and some investigations and restructure the whole economic system. Anyway,
okay.
I hope people take a moment to think about what they have and what they're not going to have tomorrow if we don't do something. And that's all.
All right, listen, I got to grab some more phone calls here, and you're absolutely right. John F. Kennedy tried to free us from the Federal Reserve with his United States note. 5 months after he did that, he was killed. And on the Warren Commission sat John J. McCloy, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, president of the World Bank. And I don't care how good a banker he is not qualified to investigate the murder of the president. So he was there to keep that financial dimension behind the assassination hidden. We got a lot of phone calls. I'm going to really try and get to them before the top of the hour. Terry in North Dakota. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I have three things on my mind, Michael. And by the way, I really do enjoy listening to the moxie that you have in your spirit, because I agree with everything that you say that we should be doing to those who have been trying to frighten, I would say, at least 80% of the American people and the people around the world. First of all, I have a question for you and your listeners. How does one become a slave?
By permission. You agree to it. You believe it's
the way it's
supposed to be.
You submit to it. So to your listeners and the wah-wah crowd in this country and around the world, understand that the only way that you become a slave is if you submit to it. I believe, and I've come to a realization, that 80% of the people, not only in this country, but around the world, are afraid of freedom. They are absolutely terrified of taking care of themselves and their lifestyles. 80%. And that is something that has been documented all throughout history by looking at how governments have done nothing but that oppress the people.
All right. We got to let you go, Terry. We got to take a break for commercials. We got two more calls I'm going to try and get to before Claire joins us at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
And aloha, welcome back. We're going to try and fit two more phone calls in before the top of the hour. Kevin in Los Angeles. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've been a supporter of yours for quite a while now. I'd say since 2002. I've even donated much of my money to you. Well, not much, but a good amount.
Okay. Thank you for the donation.
You're welcome. And thank you for what you've done. But I have to say, as a listener, on this Kokesh thing, I'm drawing the line right here, and I have a huge bone to pick with you.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, will you censor me if I give you an opposing view and call you out on a couple things? Will you cut me off, or should I go forward?
Well, you can go forward, but at the point where I think you're getting out of line, yeah, I'll cut you right off. It's my radio show here.
Okay.
But go ahead, start.
Well, that's understandable.
Make a fool of yourself.
That's understandable. I won't cuss. I won't yell at you. I'm not going to go across the line, but I'm going to point out.
Okay, but you do have to hurry because we're running out of time.
Okay. Regardless of what you feel about Adam Kokesh, regardless what you feel about his methods, that man has done so much for the principles of liberty and educated tens of thousands of people in libertarian principles, agorist principles, voluntarist principles. In all these years, he's brought people to the fold of libertarian or liberty ideals.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one, because he's out there talking about how he does not want to see a restoration of the constitutional republic, that he's favoring anarchy. He was on a radio interview, I think it was just yesterday, saying that. And you don't bring people to libertarianism by opening up the door for a government crackdown on those very people. And so I'm sorry, we're running out of time, and I am going to cut you off, and we're going to switch over to Kent in West Virginia. Kent, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just a few quick words. There's a lot of information on the web about, from mainstream media, about police informants, a very famous case in England. I'm going to give you four words to put into Google. Grass, Mark, Kennedy, Stone, repeat. Grass, Mark, Kennedy, Stone. Grass is a slang British word for an informant. Very famous case. This guy, Mark Kennedy, portrayed himself as Mark Stone, infiltrated eco-fighters, and really is a very informative reading lesson for anybody. So I recommend anybody put those four words into Google and enjoy.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. And again, if you go back and you look at the history of COINTELPRO here in the United States in the 1960s, the FBI was constantly infiltrating people into dissenting groups, peace groups, the early feminists, the Native American movement, certainly the civil rights movement. They infiltrated these people in and said, oh, these are great people. You should follow them. You should listen to them. They are bringing America to the brink of whatever. And then these controlled assets would do acts of violence or something to discredit the entire movement. And that's what Kokesh is doing. And remember, when he was in the Marine Corps, he worked for a government propaganda unit. And by going out there and now saying what he's doing is a revolution, by going out there and talking about anarchy, about not even wanting a constitutional republic any longer, this guy, it's like central casting. You know, give us a dangerous revolutionary we can wave at the American people. All right, here's Adam Kokesh. We're going to take a break for station identification. When we come back, Claire will be joining us.